Thank you, Mr. Chair. With your permission, I will make two very brief comments on Section 3 before providing some comments on Section 4. We fully support the retention of specific references to branches of international law in Section 3.1 for reasons we have repeatedly mentioned in our previous statements and by other colleagues this morning as well. Secondly, the willingness of programmers of autonomous weapon systems to ensure compliance with existing legal norms and principles is a serious concern. Therefore, we support the inclusion of the word development in Section 2 as suggested by Austria and supported by other delegates this morning. With regard to Section 4 on human-machine interaction, in line with the consistent position reiterated by Sri Lanka over the years in this discussion, and as similarly expressed by many other delegations, we suggest to replace the word sufficient human control in Section 4.1 with meaningful human control. This reference was suggested by delegates in respect of almost all the previous sections of this document as well. The word meaningful ensures that the control is substantive. In our view, centrality of human control is fundamental in this discussion. With regard to Section 1.B, on the phrase, given what they know about the target, the weapon, and the context, etc., provides, in our view, a certain level of subjectivity. Therefore, maybe we could appreciate a clarification on this aspect. We note a certain level of overlap between subsection 2 and 4. Therefore, we suggest to merge Section 2 and 4 by focusing on human control to read as follows. Human control over the use of autonomous weapon systems through human-machine interaction, which may take various forms and be implemented at various stages of the life cycle of a weapon, should ensure compliance with applicable international law, etc. In addition, we also note the importance of reliability and predictability of weapon systems that should be included in this section. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.